Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the Kevin and Fred Show. Today's a special episode. Number one, because I'm actually going to be doing this solo. So just me today. And I'm also recording from home in my home office. So the video is going to look a little bit different background wise. So apologize for that. Hopefully you'll bear with me. I had a thought yesterday. My business partner, Fred, and I had hosted a mastermind with, I don't know, about 32 agents here in the Phoenix market. And I found it interesting. We host these masterminds quite frequently. About every other month, we do a lunch and kind of mastermind. And normally there's about half the people in the room. And this time we actually exceeded capacity and more people showed up than were supposed to, which was okay. But it was a telling sign to me. It was a sign to me of this sense of like uneasiness in the marketplace and what's going on with this shift in our market. So like in Phoenix, what I'll say, and your MLS may be very different, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it's similar. But what's happening here is, I mean, we've literally had about 100% increase in listing inventory in the last two and a half months, which is a lot, you know, from a percentage standpoint, and certainly from a velocity or speed standpoint. And so there's this sort of sense of uneasiness. And so that was interesting to me. It was actually very telling. And we talked a lot about many different things like skills and tactics. And in fact, probably by the time this airs, the previous week's episode will be myself and Dave and Chris, who are local agents here in the Phoenix market, where we talked about this type of environment. We recorded that weeks ago, and I'm going to move this one up to go right behind it. And so one of the things, you know, we talked a lot about skills and just different skill sets needed in a shifting and adapting market. One of the things that also kept coming up was about expenses, right? And not necessarily about sound the alarms, but just expenses and in general, and being aware of what your expenses are, what you need, what you don't, probably not just in your business, but in personal life too. And it reminded me of an article I wrote for Inman News right back at the beginning of coronavirus first popping. And it was interesting because nobody really knew what was going to happen. This was like, I think March when I published this. And so very early on, and I know in our business, Fred and I were very prepared. We were making decisions both in real time as well as preparing to make more decisions in the future based on kind of what happened. So I wrote this article and I thought I would just kind of share with you some of the thoughts from it. I titled it How to Tighten Your Team's Belt Right Now. And so I'm actually just going to read part from it. I may kind of go into more observation as I shift back, because again, I wrote this well over 2 years ago, but I wanted to change it, or I wanted to read it to you. It starts like this: change isn't easy. In fact, sometimes it can be downright unpleasant. However, in uncertain times like these, more than ever, you've got to be willing to be a leader and accepting of change, especially when it comes to your team, or you can insert just like your business or personal financial commitments. Tim Ferriss wrote in his best-selling book, The 4-Hour Workweek, that, quote, many a false step was made by standing still. And I have to tell you, I know this to be true, especially in times like we're experiencing right now. Again, I wrote this in March of 2020. So here we are, I'm recording this June of 2022, significantly different. Like a lot of things have changed in the last 2+ years. The past decade or so has been good to so many people in our industry. And if you look back at most of the podcasts, the classes, coaching programs, talks you've attended, et cetera, in the industry, it's been all about growth, selling more homes, hiring more agents, more. And I get it. We're a part of it all. But the reality is there's some serious financial stress going on behind the scenes for so many, maybe even for you too. And if not yet, like to come. And so if you don't act now, there might not be a tomorrow for your business. So here are my three steps for tightening your team's belt right now, or tightening your business's financial belt right now. Step one, know what to cut and take immediate action. Listen, I know it's easy to overspend, especially when times are good. But do a little exercise this week. Take account of all business expenses over the last 180 days. So 6 months. I mean literally every expense. Hopefully you run all of your business expenses through a business account or like one credit card and one debit card. And so this is easily accessible for you. In my business, Fred and I log into our business bank account and credit card accounts literally a few times a month to review every single dollar that went out the previous week. So we want to know, hey, is this abnormal? Is there something on here that doesn't look right? Notice I didn't say get out your P&L statement because that's too far after the fact. I want to see the line items every single like week, right? For each expense. And then what Fred and I do is we ask ourselves, is this out of the ordinary? Like, did we find something that doesn't look normal? Is it a one-time charge? Could we live with this? Could we live without it? I should say, do we need this? Could we live without it? Would production go down if we didn't have this cost and expense and so on? I was talking to my friend of mine, now colleague, by the way, man, so happy to say that. Talking to a friend of mine, Leo Pareja. You might know Leo, co-founder of Remind, the software. He's also the former number one Keller Williams agent in the entire country. But he's no stranger to recessions. And Leo is not a stranger to making tough business decisions. His advice to me and all agents around the country was simply figure out what you need to cut and then cut fast and cut deep. Now let's get out the marker and look for some fat to trim. All right, so that was step one. Step two, consider going virtual. All right, oftentimes a real estate team spends a lot of money on physical space, especially in up markets when the team is growing in size. It's easy to justify more space than what is needed. But let's get real for a moment. Do you need all of that space? Does everyone on the team need a desk or an office? My gut and my experience tells me that the answer to that question is no. So if you're subleasing from your broker, it's likely you can get out of your lease in 30 days or less, or at least make your commitment smaller. Maybe you have two or three offices, maybe you go down to one or two, right? So my suggestion is this, just give it a try. With so many tools out there like Zoom and for video conferencing, Slack, Facebook Workplace, all these other tools that we've really, again, I wrote this in 2020, March of 2020, here we are in 2022. It's like, yeah, no duh. There's no reason to take up as much space. A lot of people have started to take up more space again because things have been so good now for so long. And step three is people, right? It's time to have the talk with your people. When I say your people, I mean the people employed by you, both W-2 and the agents who are like not technically employed by you, but they're like 1099 contractors and members of your team. It's time to get more from what you have. I suggest sitting down with your team, being honest and open with them. By the way, I suggest doing this in good times and bad, and tell them what's going on. Don't leave it up for them to guess. Make sure they know where the business stands and where they stand. If you have team members who aren't clear on what their job is, what their roles are, what the mission is, now is the time to get crystal clear. If someone isn't pulling their weight, then it's time for them to fix that or go elsewhere. You cannot afford to have too much staff on payroll or have independent contractors, agents who aren't giving their full effort. I was reading a blog post by my friend Brandon Green the other day on something he wrote, and something he wrote stuck out to me. And I just really resonated with it. He wrote, entrepreneurs who are moving quickly right now to lead by right-sizing expenses and adjusting their model, changing their offerings will be rewarded and take serious market share in 2021 and beyond. So funny. I'm going to go and say 2022 and beyond. I couldn't agree with that more, with that quote by Brandon. I know times might get hard, but you have to know this is actually an opportunity for you. It likely doesn't feel that way, but it is. If you can and do take these steps and then take these steps again and again, what you'll find is that you're capable of so much more than you've ever realized. You'll look back and realize not only did you survive the tough times, and trust me, tough times are coming, but you'll realize you have a much more secure and stable business with more market share than you ever knew possible. And here's the kicker. It actually is these tough times that make that possible. It just isn't pleasant in the interim while you're at it. All right, that's the end of my article. And so many more thoughts I want to share on that, but I think I'm going to leave this week's episode at that. Sorry for the crappy video. I know I'm up close and I needed to use this good microphone or better microphone. And so that meant I was using this video camera. So anyways, thanks for listening as always to the Kevin and Fred Show. Please, 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 please do me a favor. If you thought this was a good episode, it's short. Maybe this is something you can share with somebody in your office, an agent friend of yours, maybe not even our, share it on social media. I would love if you could help me with that. Like, here's my ask is share it with somebody, ask them to download it and leave us a review and a rating. We'd so appreciate it. All right, guys, that's it for this week's show. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings two or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.